The new TV season is underway on both network television and streaming platforms, and more than two dozen brand new TV shows will hit your screens throughout September, October, and November, several of which are worth sampling when they first premiere. There's also the return of countless series, including the ones airing this coming Wednesday night on NBC, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, and Chicago Fire. And it looks like Chicago Fire is going to be able to see firsthand what the new chief, played by Dermot Mulroney, is like in the middle of chaos in the season 13 premiere. It's been a while since I've had the pleasure of speaking to both of these gentlemen together, most likely because they've been so busy spending all that syndication cash that's been coming in with over 250 episodes under their belt.
Perpetuate the myth that we're rolling in it. Everyone thinks we're Seinfeld, okay.
Yeah, this ain't 1992, bro.
It's Chris Stolte and David Eigenberg. Gentlemen, how are you?
All those guys.
Well, this how are you, good. Mr. Plyer?
I'm great. I am great. How about you guys? I mean, I see Chicago Fire like in repeats all over every cable network. It's streaming. I mean, you guys where's your third, second, fourth homes being built right now?
I just have one. That's it. Chris has a family one from his wife's little cottage.
But yeah, a little cottage.
Fire. He's got a cottage, but that's not a Fire thing. I got kids with shoes and stuff. I'm not complaining that I got a loaf of bread under my arm. But but yeah, the Seinfeld days and the Friends days and pieces of the pie, they don't come to guys like me.
You know, it's funny. Like back in, if you ever read back on like the shows in the '60s and the '70s, they didn't get much then either. And then the 80s, 90s, maybe a little bit of the early 2000s, everyone got a bigger piece of the pie. Are we back to the 60s on this issue?
Yeah, it's a whole different landscape now because there's just too many platforms. There's too many places to watch shows. So the slices of the pie get tinier and tinier.
Yeah, that's not fun. Yeah.
I get checks from Sweden, and it'll be like 0.01.
Oh, good.
0.02. And those are pennies.
Oh, good God.
There's a list of about 45 of them.
Meanwhile, there's 50 cents worth of paper in there because every episode is itemized on there.
That's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
We've done a few hundred episodes, you know?
I know you have. But you know, how amazing is that, though? I mean, well, anyway, let me get to that in a minute. Only 2 days left of summer. And I know you guys have been back at work for a while now, but let's start with you, Chris. How was the summer? Did you spend some time at the cottage? What did you do to chill a little bit?
I spent probably half my time in Indiana on the lake there. Took the grandkids to Disney World. That's just that's pretty much every summer. That's a thing we do. And other than that, did not do much traveling.
So chilled a little bit. What about you, David?
I was very quiet. I was here. The kids, my daughter was dancing. My son went away to camp with no devices for 8 weeks.
Wow.
These kids, it's funny, they really respond to not having mandatory, demarcation or disembarkment from these devices and stuff. And they hang out and play cards. I don't think that they smoke. That's what I would have done at 15. This generation is much cleaner.
Of course.
They don't even, you know, they're not trying to get to Wisconsin to buy, you know, a case of Old Style.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Which we were doing.
Yes,
not
we
that
were.
That's an exemplary thing. It's just, it was the 80s, you know.
That's what we did.
Going back to the 80s and 70s, you know, it was a dumber world. No, wait, no, it's dumber now.
I think so.
Yeah,
and you know what? It's funny that you say that about the electronic devices. That is the worst thing to try to get kids off of it, no matter what. Like I got at dinner time, whoever's left at home, my son just moved out. My daughter just went to college. I've got my youngest back, but all the phones had to go on the counter. Like I'd like to have a normal conversation. Like that stuff is gone already. So for 8 weeks, not having it. So how'd you guys talk? Would you write letters?
We wrote letters. Yeah, I'd write letters and then, you write letters, and then we did get a couple of two 5 minute phone calls that every kid got, you know, just to say hey.
Okay.
And the really cool thing is that at one point, like 4 or 5 weeks into it, when we talked to him, he got real quiet. And he goes, "Oh, can I ask you guys a favor?" And we're like, "Yeah, whatever." He goes, "Can you mail me a picture of our dog Iggy and a picture of you guys?"
Oh,
it was cool. that's an old school thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I also like that the dog was foremost and you were kind of an afterthought.
I think we were, we were a consolation. It was really, I think he had the smarts to go, like, I can't just ask for the dog. I got to ask
Yeah.
He's looking off his bottom to ask for that picture.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
I would say when I dropped off my daughter, I just made sure there was a picture of me and her brother and her brothers and the dog. I did. I bought really nice frames. She goes, oh, they go with my room. I'm like, yeah, don't throw them out. Just put them right there. Yeah. It's going to be okay. You put them in a drawer later. That's crazy.
No, they're on the floor of the closet covered in dust.
Yeah, they are. No, covered in beer cans is what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Covered in beer cans. Did you guys catch the Emmys this week?
I missed them. Sir. I missed them. It's nice for colleagues and stuff to get recognized.
Well, I mean, but we watched that stuff back in the, like, I keep saying back in the day, like we're 100, but like back in the 70s, 80s, or 90s, when you would watch it, you'd actually recognize the shows, you know, based on how many networks and maybe a few cable outlets out there. I mean, I really use this to figure out and take notes of what maybe I should try to watch, because I don't even know half these shows are, you know?
No, that's a good point. That goes back to what I was saying before. There's such an abundance of television now. You can't really be familiar with all of it.
No, there's no way. There's no way. The highlights, though, I will say, if you missed anything, it was a great tribute to Bob Newhart.
Good.
The big highlights, I think, there was a small little celebration of the kickoff of Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, and then it was Ron Howard and Henry Winkler in a rebuilt Arnold's from the 70s, reflecting the 50s, and they didn't play the theme music. It was great, actually. Didn't play the theme music. That was the only one. They're like complaining, like, how come we got an introduction with no theme music? And there's a jukebox over there. Of course, Henry walks over there, hits it. The theme starts playing. The crowd went wild like it was the 1970s.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But all the stuff turning. Go ahead.
That Henry Winkler, who I've met a few times and went out with a group dinner with him, is one of the kindest, loveliest men you'll meet, and is so gracious to other actors, performers, that it's daunting. You go like, oh, he's like, oh my God, you got it. He saw a show I did with a bunch of other people, and he's just like so kind. But
he's grateful to be in the business.
You know what my favorite thing about Henry Winkler is? Mm-hmm. He's got the reputation of being just the sweetest guy. Nobody has any complaints about him. Similar to Tom Hanks, who everyone agrees is just one of the nicest guys in show business. And yet those two guys have a feud going back decades.
I saw that. I read about that. And I know Hanks was on an episode of Happy Days, which is what I think is a part of that whole thing, like back in the 80s when it was really rough to be on that show. But like, how does that happen, right?
Well, I think it happened because Henry Winkler was supposed to direct Turner and Hooch. Oh,
that's right.
And Hanks wasn't happy with it and kind of got him pulled off of it and blah, blah, blah. And apparently they never buried the hatchet.
I think they should.
Should we do it? Should we put that together?
We should. We should do a Bosom Buddies reunion and a Happy Days reunion together. It's a quality show.
Of course.
Here's the other things turning.
Hooch didn't want to work with them. Hooch
might have been. No. That might have been right.
It was Hooch.
Hooch had a drinking problem.
I didn't. Well, that makes sense.
Before he got the name.
What did it mean?
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Other shows turning 50 this year, and I love going back and looking at these things, but it does make me feel old. But I want to mention, like, Policewoman, 50 years old. The Rockford
Angie
Files.
Dickinson.
Yeah, she was the thing.
She was a mama.
Yeah, she was. Still, and very connected to the Rat Pack back in that day. The Rockford Files, Little House on the Prairie, Chico and the Man, Good Times, Kolchak the Night Stalker, which I...
Kolchak.
I don't think I've ever watched it, but I realized, oh, that's the dad from A Christmas Story. This has got to be cute. Not at all. Rhoda.
Kolchak?
Yeah.
You did?
I did not. No.
Oh, Kolchak was the best.
Yeah.
He was so cool and irreverent and like such a, like a, like a, just a goofball. And he was always getting in trouble and saying the wrong thing. I kind of relate to him.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that was Jim Rockford too, though. I mean, he was always kind of bumbling, kind of getting into, into trouble, but he had a cool camper on the lake,
yeah,
or the ocean,
cool,
I should say.
Camper.
Yeah,
the lake.
He had a cool car.
Yeah, the Pacific Lake.
Yeah, sorry, ocean. But I'll tell you, the other thing, 50 years old, 74, like, what was the top movie? Was Blazing Saddles. So you just mentioned Mel Brooks. You know, that stuff lives on. You can never make that movie today, but, like, you know, I would never want to see even a version of something like that being remade, because Mel Brooks is a genius, right?
Yeah.
It almost feels untouchable. It almost feels like no one would even be tempted.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it isn't about, oh, we can make that movie better now, which is sometimes what motivates them. You know, we have a way of making it or updating it or whatever. Why would you update it, and how could you make it better?
That's true. Yeah. No, that's true. Towering Inferno was another. Young Frankenstein was number four. So, again, wow. Mel. Those Airplane 75, Earthquake, Godfather 2, and then rounding out was Herbie Rides Again, because that's just an American classic.
Wow.
And Dean Jones.
Yeah.
As Peter Piper, whatever his name was.
Whatever that was. Exactly. All right. We are talking to David Eichenberg, Chris Stolte. The new season of Chicago Fire starts next Wednesday, and we'll talk more with them next on 720 WGN. All right. The 13th season premiere of NBC Chicago Fire is next Wednesday. We're talking to Chris Stolte and David Eichenberg. You know, 13 seasons. I mean, time flies. I mean, can you believe you're talking 13 seasons later, Chris?
We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
In disbelief. Yeah. We just really can't believe it.
Yeah, and our gratitude for it. You know, it's been we worked hard. Everybody works hard, but it's been a real. We've been really blessed with a great cast and a great crew, and the minimum of nonsense. And being in Chicago, where we're kind of away from the Hollywood element, which is real and is fine, but it's easier in Chicago to be out of the machine and kind of doing our thing, where we're really just working. I mean, and there's a lot of love. So it's been amazing. We still laugh ridiculously loud every day.
Yes.
Well, that's how you get through all those things and the long days and all that stuff. But I'll tell you, people in Chicago still embrace these series, because it's great to see production happening in Chicago and all these familiar faces that have been doing it for as long as you have. I mean, that's got to give you a good feeling, some gratitude too, right?
Absolutely.
I feel like what David was referring to, like our remoteness from the epicenter of the entertainment industry, has been a real advantage, not just in our experience of making the show, but in our ability to keep the show going.
Yeah.
I think that for the most part, there's been an attitude of, well, it's working. Let's let them keep doing it the way they're doing it.
Yeah,
it's true.
There are plenty of other shows that I have popped into, and God bless them. But you know, you talk about, oh yeah, you'd have to have fun if you're doing those long hours. There are shows where you can't find an actor once they say cut, or they're on their phone, or they're going to the trailer, where we still sit staring at each other, talking about nonsense or whatever, and just cutting up.
Yeah.
And just hammering each other with loving deprecation. Yes. Deprecation. We just laugh. And a joyless set, they exist. And boy,
We have running jokes that have been running for 13 years now.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. How's carrying around those the uniforms and the packs? I mean, do they make I can't remember. Do they make it a little lighter for you, so you're carrying some lighter weight, or is it still just
some things are. Some things you just can't do that with. Like for safety's sake, we have fake versions of my sledgehammer, fake versions of the Halligan. It's just better not to have, because a Halligan bar is pretty heavy, and it's potentially lethal. So you can hurt somebody by accident. We do a lot of things where we're running into a wreck, an accident or something like that, and you fling your tool off to the side to grab somebody or something like that. So we do have fake versions of some of the simpler things. But if you're talking about Jaws of Life or a K-12 saw or something like that. That's too intricate looking of a prop to make a styrofoam version of it or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you're going to be able to catch it all on the 13th season again, starting next Wednesday night on NBC. And if you want to catch any of the other episodes, they are making a lot of money if you tune in and watch these 250 episodes. So tune in so they can buy that other home, that sports car, whatever you guys are looking for.
That elusive seventh home.
Right.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I don't do that stuff. I mean, maybe it's my addiction issues or something. Because I gotta get clean. All right, Chris, will you help me?
I think that is the perfect thing to bring up just as we're wrapping up the interview.
Let's go into that now. Let's do that. Let's skip the news. We can go right into that. Go ahead, David. That's great.
All right.
Hope to see you guys soon. Thanks again.
You be well, brother. Okay? All the best.
Bye, brother. Bye.